For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I like this one. This is new Ed Sheeran. You like a little Ed Sheeran suit,
heck
do you?
Yeah.
All right. I have no idea what this song is about. It's called Azizam. Don't know what that is, but I do like this song. You can always find the list of the bumper music up on the X formerly Twitter at the end of the show, and I put a Spotify playlist together as well every day, and I'll put that up a little later this hour. We have Chris Smith joining me at the bottom of the hour. Chris is a personal friend, and the story of our friendship is part of the story that he will share in his new book that's called My Fatal First Date, A True Life Story of Survival, Tragedy, Inspiration, Triumph, and Faith. Those people who have been with me since the Camo X days might know this story just a little bit better. We've shared it before. It really is kind of an amazing situation, and 48 Hours came in last summer, and they did a piece. You can watch it now on Paramount Plus. Wow. Chris tells me 10 million people have watched that episode. And the episode
it's a good episode.
Yeah, it is. And the episode was called Fatal First Date, and the book that's out now, and you can get it on Amazon, is called My Fatal First Date. So he'll join us. We have an audio cut of the day as well. This guy in the studio with me right now was here in my chair on Monday filling in Mike Elam, who's the chair of the St. Charles County Council, who's going to run for St. Charles County Executive. Maybe I kind of took your, you know, you're the one that was going to make that announcement, Mike, not me, and I just said it. But how are you this afternoon?
It's kind of the worst-kept secret in the world, isn't it? Because we've been talking about it for a while, but we're finally here to where tomorrow I'm doing the official campaign kickoff. So
I was going to say I didn't want to steal your thunder. That's the phrase I was looking for. But yeah,
by all means.
We've talked. You have not been shy about this, and you've talked about it. You've been considering it for a while.
12 years.
Has it been that long?
I've been on the county council. This month is my 12th anniversary on the county council, believe it or not.
So let me go back, though, and just get your you know, bio, because Mike and I worked together a long time ago when you were on the sales side of KMOX.
Yeah.
And that might go back 15 years or so, maybe.
Yeah, because I was at Spectrum for 11, and I've been here for, I've been with i3 Broadband, shameless plug, for four as of this month, as a matter of fact. So yeah, 15 years ago, I was here.
And you have been a member then of this council in St. Charles for how long?
12 years.
You just said that, 12 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So why did you even get into that originally? Because you had not been an elected official in any capacity, had you?
No, and I've known Steve Ellman for over 20 years. We were in Rotary together. So my Noonday Rotary Club had Steve Ellman, Tom Dempsey, Sally Faith, all kinds of folks who have been elected officials in Jeff City and locally for a long time. And I wanted to get involved more. I wanted to do more. And I didn't want to go to Jeff City. I'm just not a Jeff City kind of guy.
I get it
more than probably anyone. I really do. And, you know, I was just there a couple of months ago, and I hadn't been there in a while. There's just something about it that's not, it's sleazy.
I like visiting Jeff City.
Yes, yes.
And I've got a lot of friends now who are in Jeff City, especially on the state rep side. I've made a lot of friends that are state reps, and I appreciate people who have lives where they can disappear for 4 days out of the week and still live a life, right? I can't do that. I just can't make a living, for one, doing that. So when I started talking to Steve about, hey, I want to get involved, and talk to Tom Dempsey about what's a good place to get involved, and county really turned out to be the spot that kind of checked all my boxes. It gives me an opportunity to get involved in the community, which I love to do. I'm a member of 4 chambers of commerce in St. Charles County. I'm in Rotary. I've served on a lot of boards. I emcee 15, 20 events a year, pretty much all nonprofits, all in St. Charles County.
That's because you have that great radio voice.
Well, it doesn't hurt. And I got a great face for radio. So this streaming thing is really killing me. But it gave me an opportunity to plug into the community. And the thing, it really breaks your heart when you look at municipal elections that just happened, right? And you see...
Nobody shows up.
11, 12, 13, right. 14%, right? And what people don't seem to realize is local government affects your life more than pretty much anything. Planning and zoning, not sexy, not fun, but it changes a lot of your community. And it really determines how your community is going to go. Your police. Police is done by local. So all those kind of things really check the boxes of how can I get more involved? And my kids were still younger than them. My oldest just turned 30 in October last year. I know, I'm flipping
damn,
old now.
Dude.
Man.
Oh, my.
I have 2 grandkids.
Well, my son turns 28 and I have 1 grandchild, so... Right there with you.
I'm with you, man. And that really became the driving force when we were talking about, well, what do you really want to do? And I really wanted to make a difference for my kids. And I wanted my community. I mean, I moved to St. Charles in 91, originally from Northwest Arkansas. Big Arkansas Razorback guy, as we know.
I know, yeah.
Because when you grow up in Arkansas, you have to be a Razorback fan. It's a state law. So that's as close as we get to a pro team.
But you moved out there in 91.
In 91, I moved out there.
So you didn't ever live in St. Louis County?
I lived in St. Louis County. I first, when Maria Kina and Kevin Colleen and I all used to work together at All News 630 Hot 97. So started on this signal in July of 1989 when the Frischlings turned this from The Breeze to Hot 97. And it was a top 40 station to compete against Q106.5.
Sure.
Wow.
And there's some radio
there
history of St. Louis. That's
welcome
right.
Welcome to it. So I lived in an apartment at Del Mar and 170. Canterbury Gardens it was back then. And we worked in the Sevens building downtown. So I lived there, and then I moved out to Westport Plaza and lived out at West Point Apartments. My wife is Pattonville. So she's a Pattonville Pirate. But as we found out at her 20th high school reunion, everybody that she graduated with now lives in O'Fallon.
Huh.
Right. So we had the great migration to St. Charles County, and pretty much everybody who lives in St. Charles at one point lived in St. Louis County. That just seems to be the way it moved.
Yeah, look, I remember, you know, I had a friend who I went to high school with that I have to ask him where this was because I should drive by. I've taken a guess, but he worked at a little video store that was in St. Charles County.
Okay.
Down 40. I'm not even sure. Maybe it was O'Fallon, right? But back then, this is 84, 85. There was nothing out there.
Probably St. Peter, St. Charles
right,
at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot out there. But you know, so then I'm gone from this area from 97 until 2006. But just in that 10-year stretch, the explosion out there was quite something, wasn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, just over the last decade, we have averaged 6,000 people a year that have moved to St. Charles. I mean, granted, I'm from Arkansas, but I believe that math means we've averaged 500 people a month moving to St. Charles County.
Where is all of that happening? Is there one location or is it spread out? Like, we've been, as you know, to Cottleville for the fish fries. That's an area that's really done very well. Every time I go out there, I seem to see more construction.
Oh, yeah.
So is it concentrated in certain areas or is it spread across the county?
It has moved west. I mean, when I first moved out there, St. Peter's was a growth area. And then Cottleville really kind of got skipped over all that stuff. It went from St. Peter's to O'Fallon, and O'Fallon blew up. And now it's all in Wentzville, Flint Hill, that area that's just exploding. They kind of came back and got Cottleville after the fact that it really has become a very unique community in itself. It's a great community. But that kind of changed, and you had these pockets that kind of got flipped or skipped over the years. So now those are being developed. They're kind of coming back and grabbing those. But that's what you're seeing. The Wentzville School District is the fastest growing school district, along with Orchard Farm School District, by the way, two of the fastest growing school districts in the state of Missouri, both in St. Charles County.
So what do you have population numbers off the top of your head and how it's grown?
We're about 427. Is the estimate of where we're at. 427,000 is where we're at the moment. And over the last, I'll get these numbers wrong, but over the last 25 years, we have consistently been at population-wise, not percentage, population-wise, we have been the fastest growing county in the state of Missouri.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
That entire time.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. So tomorrow, you're going to announce that you're going to run for St. Charles County Executive.
So I've got my campaign kickoff party in Cottleville at the public schoolhouse. Shout out to Chelsea and Chris Shreves. Great venue there. So we're going to do that. Got a ton of people who are coming out. It's funny. I was sitting in State Representative Wendy Hausman's office earlier this year. And former state rep Chrissy Summer, former state senator Tom Dempsey are all in the office at the same time. And I said, is there a limit on how many people can be on your host committee? And they're like, Lord, no, you can have as many as you want. So I'm up to 58 people. That's kind of the who's who of St. Charles County have all come out and been on my host committee. So thank you to all those folks who have done that. So we're looking forward to a great turnout. Like I said, it's not a big secret. I've talked about it here. I've talked about it at other places. So just ready to officially kick it off. And we've got a 16-month sprint because the election is not until August 4th of next year.
And that would be the primary, but then the conventional wisdom would be the Republican who wins that primary would likely win in November, correct?
Generally speaking.
Right.
Generally speaking in St. Charles, in many cases, in past county executive races, there's not even a Democrat who runs. So in most cases, whoever wins the primary is going to win the general.
So why do you want to do this, though? I mean, I know you address the issue of public service, but I always think you guys are crazy for something like this. This is an executive role. There's a lot of responsibility.
There
obviously,
is.
This is a big, growing county. Steve Ellman has been exceptional in this role. You're very tight with Steve. So this is the next calling, Mike Elam?
Steve's really been my mentor through this whole thing, and he's been great. I know all the people who got us to where we are. Like, I know our staff. Our staff is great that we have in St. Charles County government. We've got rock star people who work for us. I don't want to see that change. I want to keep this moving. Generally, I tell people I'm your plug and play guy. If you like how St. Charles County is going, I'm the guy who's going to keep us going that direction. I don't want to break out a flamethrower and burn it down and start it all over again, right? I know where we are. And I have had a seat. This is my third time to be the chairman of the county council, which I'm very proud of because that's like being elected the team captain, right? Your peers are the ones who vote you there. So I'm very proud about that fact and proud of where we've come. So I want to keep growing St. Charles County the way we've been growing. Great schools, low crime rate, amazing parks, just a great place to live. And that's why people keep going there. And I have two grandchildren, as we just talked about. I don't want my kids to have to move somewhere else to chase their dreams. I want to be able to chase their dreams here in St. Charles County. And I want my grandkids down the street, not across the country, which is how it was when I grew up, because my dad's from Peoria, Illinois. My mom's from Louisiana, Missouri. I saw my grandparents twice a year. If we don't figure out how to create opportunities for our kids, they're going to leave. Ness Sandoval's been on your show. He's talked about the fact of the demographic winter that we have in St. Louis, and our kids are fleeing. I want to create opportunity in St. Charles County so our kids stay here. More importantly, so my grandkids stay here, right?
Well, there are so many benefits, and I'm in the situation where my kids seemingly do not want to live here, right? And there's a lot of young people who don't. Now, I also think that as, you know, young 20-somethings get to be older 20-somethings, and they look at how much things cost. I mean, our cost of living here, I can complain about some of the taxes, but the tax structure is certainly lower. This is a great place, especially in St. Charles County, parts of St. Louis County, that is an awesome place to raise a family. And I think people sort of realize that, but it maybe takes a little education.
You know, they really start realizing that when they want to have a family. When you start having a family, there's a true thing about people come home, and they do. They want to be around their parents when a daughter's having a baby, she wants her mom around, generally speaking, right? So she wants that help. She wants that support. It's just easier when you've got roots in the community. All the things that you can't really put down concrete, it happens. They get more involved in the community. They coach the soccer teams, the basketball teams. They get involved in the schools with PTOs and all that kind of stuff. You have things that happen organically because you have roots in the community. And we've got that in St. Charles County now. I mean, I've been there now for over 30 years. It's my home. And I want that to continue to grow for other people who have moved out there. I want them to have that root structure. And I want them to have what I've experienced over the last 30 years.
Mike Elam is here. You hear him on 97.1 FM Talk, filling in quite a bit. He was here for me on Monday. He's the chair.
And I'll be back for you the last week of this month.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to Greece in about a week. Are you doing the whole week?
I'm doing every day except for Monday, because I have a county council meeting that. And then I'm back for you on the 6th as well.
Yeah, I'm actually taking 8 days off because this is a two-week trip to Greece.
When I grow up, I want to be Mark.
I know. It's
I just
fun.
Have it. I'm trying to lose the weight to get close to you.
You could have gone on this trip. It's an amazing trip with listeners. What is, if you were to be asked, because I will ask you this question,
okay,
what is the biggest challenge that St. Charles County has? Obviously, I would say some of it has to go with growing pains that are still there. But what's the biggest challenge, would you say?
I think we've got probably three. Number one is continuing to have the safe communities that we have. Every year, one of our townships that we have is rated in a national publication as one of the safest places to live in America. Safewise magazine just came out and they rated Cottleville as the number two safest place to live in Missouri.
Yeah, I mean, believe it.
It's three of our towns made the top 13 of the safest communities to live in Missouri. We've got to keep that going. The other part is we've got to continue to find opportunities for our kids. if you don't have, you just talked about it. You know, your kids don't want to live here. They want to go somewhere else. Why do they want to go somewhere else? For the most part, it's because they don't feel like they have the opportunity. We've got to be aggressive. And Scott Drochnik at the Economic Development Council does an amazing job with his team of going out and marketing St. Charles County and encouraging companies to come here. I'm so excited about Donna Behringer and Kara Spencer and what's possible in the city of St. Louis, because if they clean that up, then people will look at the St. Louis region again. And when they look at St. Louis, they fall in love with St. Charles County. That's going to bring that opportunity there. The other thing that we have is we've got to have housing that our kids can afford to live in.
Absolutely. By the way, if we could just get rid of King Page in St. Louis County, there might be a whole lot of regional cooperation.
Hello.
Right?
26 is coming, baby. I'm just saying.
Every once in a while, Mike, I think to myself, because we're in a dying media industry and, you know, new media is taking over, I think, what else can I do in my my last years on the planet, as I'm killing myself off already? And I'm like, can I be an elected official? I actually had a situation, I've talked about this on the air over the years, but way back when I was in Columbia, this would be in the early 1990s, there was a guy who was a state rep in Columbia named Ken Jacob, who was running for the state senate. He ended up being a kind of a swarmy state senator. I knew Ken just a little bit. But Rick Hardy was a professor at the University of Missouri, and Rick was a guy that was very connected to politics. And Rick called me and said, Mark, we want you to run against Ken Jacob for the Senate spot. I'm like, do you know me? Have you ever met me before? I did know Rick. And I just thought, first of all, I would have had to have taken off work. It wasn't my calling. And I recognize that. But I appreciated the interest, and I had name recognition, which is probably the main reason that they wanted to do that. But the this is my point, because I could never, and I don't think I could do this, you gotta ask people for money.
You don't have to.
Well, you kind of do, don't you?
I mean, you don't have to.
Well, you don't win if you ask people for money.
Right. It helps if you have a billionaire who wants to throw a whole bunch of money at you. You don't have to do that, but you would be great at it because you understand the issues. You understand how to communicate with people. Here's the biggest challenge that people have and why people get so mad. They don't feel heard. They just don't. They don't feel like they've got a voice, and they feel like their government doesn't listen to them.
I think we saw that in the fall.
It's true.
Certainly manifest itself.
I think if you just give people an opportunity to speak their mind, and if you listen to them and then communicate, I don't even have to agree with you, right? But I just need you to know that I heard you and I'm listening to what you have to say. If you do that, most people are generally common sense folks and they like that. You do that. You do it every day on the radio.
You know who else does that really well? Steve Allman. And you know that. Steve does a really good job of that. Yeah.
He does. That's why I say that's really why Steve has been my mentor through this whole system. And I think that's why I feel so prepared to jump into this role, because I've had a great teacher that I've worked side by side with. I joke with people, and I'm kind of serious. I've been in an apprenticeship program for this job for 12 years.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a better teacher than Steve Ellman that I've been able to work with. So I'm looking forward to continuing the legacy that he's got and building on the fact that he got us to this point. So we stand on his shoulders to move forward.
Well, Mike, good luck tomorrow. You were very nice, and you asked me if I could come out and introduce you, and it just wasn't going to work out. I'd had to skip out here early. And
well, we're starting at 5:30, and you get off at 6.
I sincerely appreciated the offer, and we will definitely track this race moving forward. The election is still, you know, not until August of next year, but the race is going to start here pretty quickly. Thank you, Mike Elam.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. It's always good to sit in this chair.
Is there a website that has been established?
You know, you could go to MikeElam.com, or you could find me on all social media at Vote Mike Elam.
There you go. Thanks, Funny Mike. We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.